Uh-huh.
I don't know anything about the manufacturing.
One's thin and one's thick.
Huh?
One's thin and one's thick.
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know how they fix molasses, make molasses.
Well, yeah, they cook it in a pan till it gets to a certain consistency, and they, that's it.
Okay.
If you had a belt that was made out of cowhide, what would it have on there to tell you that it was made out of real cowhide and nothing else? It say that it was, it wasn't imitation.
It's real leather.
Genuine
leather.
Okay. And before they sold sugar in packages, they used to sell it out of a barrel, you know.
That's right. I remember that very well.
Okay. You'd say that sugar was sold how?
In barrels,
we call it.
Okay, did you say sugar was so loose, or?
Well, if you buy it out of a store and they dipped it out. My daddy used to buy a whole barrel at the time.
Sounds like an awful lot.
Well, it was. But you take about a dozen folks to eat out of it for about a year.
You must have had a pretty large family.
Very large, yes.
Well, can tell.
Oh, yeah.
And the sugar barrel is much larger than a salt barrel, too. It's a great big barrel. They don't see them anymore, of course. All that stuff's out of date.
Yeah. Did you have another expression that you'd say sugar was sold in?
Packages.
Or in?
Bags.
Or
well, when it was sold out of this barrel, did you say sugar was sold in?
About a pound.
Well, by the pound, that's.
Yeah. You say sugar was sold in bulk?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bulk.
Okay, does that mean the same as saying sugar was sold loose?
Well, as far as I know, it would.
Okay.
Be the one.
Okay. And this is something that you might spread on toast in the morning.
Butter?
Okay, but something made out of fruit, maybe apples or something.
Jelly.
Okay. And what do you have on the table to season food with?
Pepper and salt.
Okay. And if there were some apples and a child wanted one, he'd say?
Have an apple.
Yeah, but if he wants some.
If he wants it.
He would tell someone, give.
Give me an apple.
Well, give me an apple.
Okay.
Get me an apple.
Okay, you'd say, he doesn't live here. He lives.
Next door.
Next door, or
across
the street, up the street, in the country.
Okay, would you say, have an expression like over yonder or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, if you lived over yonder, I would, yeah.
What does over yonder mean?
Doesn't mean hardly anything, does it? I knew a fellow that had a regular byword. He said, down yonder. So-and-so down yonder. So, over yonder just means somewhere else, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay,
In other words, it's indefinite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But you wouldn't talk about next door as being over yonder, would you?
Oh, no.
It's...
Well, the prospect could be across the ocean. Over yonder could be across the ocean.
Okay. You might tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And the opposite of rich is?
Opposite of what?
Rich.
Grit.
Rich.
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 Poor.
R-C-H.
Poor.
Poor.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach?
Orchard.
Okay. And you might ask someone if that's his orchard, and he'd tell you no, and then he points to someone else and says, there's the man